Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Byron Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Haig. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chip Coulter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Hunts. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Devanon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Collins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haig moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ferry. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Devanon applying the tag. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Devanon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chip Coulter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coulter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. There goes Fairley. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to third. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Devanon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ferry. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haig hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman bunts towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stoneman for the out. Wine moves to second. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and has Wine trapped. There's the throw to Hunts, who throws to Devanon, who tags Wine for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sutherland moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coulter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Torre moves to second. Chip Coulter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coulter is 0 for 1 in the game. Coulter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunts strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon is 0 for 1 in the game. Devanon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haig hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Wine fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Devanon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 0 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chip Coulter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coulter is 0 for 2 in the game. Coulter takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunts is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ferry for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon is 0 for 2 in the game. Devanon hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a line drive towards short. Wine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Devanon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-2 in the game. Brand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Chip Coulter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coulter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coulter strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Steve Hunts. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon is 0-for-3 in the game. Devanon hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Shannon now playing third base. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-3 in the game. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ferry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ferry moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock bunts towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ferry, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Gibson scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Dan McGinn now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCarver hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Byron Brown now playing right field. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Devanon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brand moves to second. Ty Cline pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline takes first base on ball 4. Marv Steidel pinch hits for Dan McGinn. Marv Steidel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steidel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.